Hello, everybody. We're the Copelands. Write this down, kcm.org/BVOV story. Testimonies. Years ago, I was watching TV with a pile of cocaine in front of me, and this man said with a strong voice, "You, sir, watching me, don't touch that dial. You have money, are living in a nice home with everything money can buy, but you feel empty inside. You must be born again." I repeated the sinner's prayer with him, then felt 100 pounds of weight fall off each shoulder. I knew that I was radically changed forever. God bless you, Kenneth Copeland, for leading me to Jesus. I'll see you at the top, brother.
I love that.
R.C.
Thank you, Lord. Precious.
That's the reason we want to do these, is to get those testimonies. And when I was on radio, I said, "You're not sick and you're not going to die." And this woman said, "I'm not." You think about the miracle. This woman was in the hospital with a little radio right by her side, and she heard the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast. And so she sent back the testimony. She said, "I sent downstairs and got a Bible to read what he was reading." And she said, "I didn't die." The doctor said I had to. But she said, we kept listening. We paid off his truck, debt-free. And she said, "Well, now we pastor church." That's the reason it's so good for the testimony, right?
That's a blessing.
Yeah, it's the blessing.
That is the blessing. And in your assignment.
Yes. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. That's from the Classic Amplified.
It's just like the first testimony. The guy had money.
Yes.
And in all appearances, a successful life. But he didn't have the blessing.
That's right.
Till he found God.
Yeah. And I have another one that's funnier than that, but we'll just leave it there. We're teaching out of our book, The Original Intent for His People. Now, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Psalm 103. More times than not, well, I can't quite put it there, a great amount of time, I pray over our breakfast food with this. That, thank you, Father, that our food is blessed according to the Word of God in prayer. Are you there? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, he's talking to his mind, will, and emotions. This is David. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Who redeems your life from destruction, crowns you with loving kindness, a hesed, and tender mercies. Who satisfies my mouth with good things.
Amen.
Now you notice things in his italics. He satisfies my mouth with good words so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm interested in that at 88 years old. But this goes way, 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 way back with me. I was sitting up with my mother. I won't go into that, maybe later. He made, now, look at this. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him and righteousness unto the children. 19. Or 20, bless ye the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening and listening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all the works of pleasure and dominion. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. It just keeps going. Bless the Lord. But I want to use the ones that are on a partner letter. So, let's go to the 112th Psalm. Bless ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord and delights greatly in his commandments. Now, there's a big one here that just kills an old religious cow. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever.
Yes. Amen.
Wealth and riches shall be in his house, but his right standing with God be forever.
Dad, the Amplified says prosperity and welfare.
Yes, it does.
Doing well. Welfare.
Welfare.
That's everything, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Doing well.
Well, you don't want to be on welfare, do you?
We want a farewell.
We want a farewell. Amen. And, yeah, you and John both just butt in any time.
Sorry.
And then... Now, I turned here to remember that we are heirs of the blessing of Abraham. Mm-hmm. All of this is blessing of the Lord, but then it became the blessing of Abraham because God chose Abram and changed his name to Abraham because he would teach his children. Mm-hmm. And I'll remind you something else. George Washington did the same thing. He turned to the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis and shocked everyone when he kneeled down and kissed his Bible and looked up and said, "You will be our God and we will be your people." First president. Dedicated, said, "Come and see your president enter covenant with God." In New York, St. Paul's Chapel. That's the one 7/11 didn't destroy.
9/11.
I mean 9/11. 7/11, that's a gross story. The 9/11, it stood, and it became the haven for the wounded. That's where they dedicated this country, and it just stood there in the midst of all of that, and it's still there today. So, we are the blessing of Abraham. Now, so we have done all of these. I want to go back to that 112th Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord and delights greatly in his commandments. Delights greatly in his commandments. I mean, he just delights in his commandments.
Hallelujah.
Which he enjoys keeping his commandments. Because his commandments made him wealthy. And we did a couple of weeks with Professor Gregg on the Ten Commandments. And they're not ugly and hard. And the word blessing is used all the way through it. I am even I who blotteth out your transgression for my own sake. Plead before me. I said, "No, Lord, 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 not for your own sake." Well, yes, it is, Kenneth. He said, "For my sake." Huh. Is it my? No, he said, "It's by." I thought, okay, it's your sake. Why? He said, "Because if I remember your sins, I can't bless you." Okay. You know, in 58 years, you can get chewed out a lot. But it's good.
Yes.
Come on, let's go now. From Genesis to Revelation. Are you there?
Where?
Revelation chapter 1.
Waiting on you to tell me.
Okay. Okay, now that I told you, you read that verse.
You asked for that one.
I did, and I stepped right into that one.
Read the first three verses.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by the angel unto his servant John, who bore record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Mm-hmm. Genesis.
That's quite a statement.
Genesis to Revelation.
That says you're blessed if you just read it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
You
just read it.
We should like really partake of that.
Oh, but it's too hard to read. I don't care how hard it is. Read it. The blessing is all the way through this.
Thank you, Father.
And if you have any apt of military consciousness, you can find the military in all of this. He saw flying things that with stingers. He saw airplanes. He didn't know.
They just didn't have the words for it.
He didn't have the words to put it. In a World War II, tanks. And the Americans were the first to do this. The German tanks were huge. So the Americans rigged up the Sherman tank so it became a flamethrower. And so fire would shoot out the cannon and just set everything on fire in front of it. You find that right here in this book. And flying things. He didn't know people could fly. And you read that, and the flying things had stingers in their tails and all that kind of thing. You just go in there and check out the modern day. But you're blessed when you do it.
Can I read this in the Passion?
Please.
Because
do.
When you say it's hard to understand, I think it's because in the past we've read it to see the Antichrist. And it doesn't say this is the unveiling of the Antichrist. This is the message of the Antichrist. This is not the message of the Antichrist. You know, we all pray, we want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. I want to know you more. And yet John said this is his account of seeing him. So it says in the Passion, this is the unveiling of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to share with his loving servants what must occur swiftly. He signified it by sending his angel to his loving servant, John. I, John, he knew he was loved, all the way to the end of his. I, John, bore witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. A joyous blessing rests upon the one who reads this message and upon those who hear and embrace the words of this prophecy, for the appointed time is in your hands.
Praise God.
Wow. And it's close.
It's here.
Oh,
we're here.
Listen.
I mean, we're living in prophecy right now.
Yes, we are.
And he said these books would open up at the right time. Mm-hmm. I think we can see more now than we could even 10 years ago.
And you see certain things, well, we don't take time to do it here, but certain unions between certain people that were enemies. Mm-hmm. And if we had time, we'd go into that, but that's not the point here. And when the time comes, we will. And but here was the problem in chapter 9, verse 21, neither repented they of their murders nor of their sorceries. You know what that is? Drugs.
Yeah.
Nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. I saw their mighty angel came down from heaven clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was his head. Now, that's all I'm going to say about the rainbow right now. Mm-hmm. Okay? And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things thereof and in the earth. There's one place that I want to get to. Now, verse 19.
Of
the book of Revelation.
Chapter 19.
Chapter 19.
Okay.
Verse 5. A voice came out of the throne saying, praise your God, all you servants, and he that fear him, both small and great. I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude and the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in linen cloth and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
Amen.
And write unto me, and he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Genesis to Revelation. And you go to the 20th chapter, and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. And the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years. And he that overcomes will I inherit all things, and I will be a God, and he will be to me my son. But the best part of the book of Revelation is the end. The King James Bible actually says that.
The end that is the beginning.
The end which is the beginning of all things. The blessing of the Lord is so powerful.
Yeah.
That, and as the Lord, when he originally brought this book before me, he said, my blessing has been brought down to the answer to a sneeze. That's you. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Now, when I say, God bless America, I mean it.
Amen.
Will you see what's happening? A new agency. Mm-hmm. And oh, people are mad at Elon Musk. You think it's going to be a big deal because you burn up his cars? A multi-billionaire? Give me a break. As if they're not insured. You just shove them off the lot and put some more out there, you dimwit. No, that's what I like to call a mental midget. It is a demonic person that's trying to get back at the man that took this sweet thing out of his mouth. Because he's getting 2, 3, 4 Social Security checks and not telling anybody about it, and he's spending these things. Well, some cases, but it's theft. It's stealing off the government. Yeah, what's the government? Yeah, but the taxpayers are the government.
Correct.
And
it's astonishing to me that people can be mad that we're getting waste and fraud out of our government when we're the ones that are paying it. People are struggling to put groceries on the table, and you have to pay your taxes, and then to see your taxes just gone for nothing, you know? And it's like, it is demonic. It's the only answer is how can these people be? I get it if you're the one receiving all the money, right? I can see where you might be upset. But for the rest of us who are paying in to it,
deception. It's
like, how could you ever be upset about finding the waste and fraud? It's propaganda,
well,
honestly.
And John and Kelly and class, until Woodrow Wilson, this country did not have a national bank. And it was on Christmas Eve, if I understand it right, I know I am because I've read the history.
You're talking about the Fed?
Yes.
The Federal Bank?
Federal Reserve. It has nothing to do with the government.
That's nothing.
It is a private bank. And if you look on an American bill, this is a federal note. It's borrowed money. Mm-hmm. When this came up, when Andrew Jackson was running for president, and I don't remember the man's name that was going for this because they were doing it in Europe, he said, no, you'll never be president. Well, I might be, no, you won't. He said, I'll blow your brains out on the Capitol steps before I let you be president and start that national bank like they do in Europe. And he said, well, they'll hang you for that. He said, that's all right. I'm a soldier. I've offered my life for my country before. Well, of course, he was elected. And it didn't happen until Woodrow Wilson, and it was on a Christmas Eve, and he got a forum. And they made it sound Federal Reserve has absolutely nothing to do with the federal government. Except they wrote in there that the fiduciaries of that bank are classified. You can't even audit the people that are in the thing because you can't. The only one you know is the leader of the Fed. And they change with different presidents. But?
You know how they made that happen? They shifted into the curse because they chose government as a savior. Mm-hmm. And they shifted from the blessing to the curse. That's how they sold it. We're going to do this for you. We're going to do that for you.
Yes.
And it shifted. Now, though, we say America is blessed. Yeah.
And it is now the Gulf of America, too. Thank you very much. Look at the history on that. It goes so far back, it goes all the way to Spain. And then Mexico, that's the name of the Spanish. And Texas, Tejas, is a Spanish which became a Native American name. And you know all those people are thinking, we could have done that. We could have done that. Anybody could have changed it. It's public domain. But now it's the Gulf of America. Oh, I hate him for this. I just hate him for this. We could have done it. Why didn't we think of it? I know why you didn't think of it. You weren't even trying to think of it. All you were trying to do is keep him from being elected.
What do we read in Deuteronomy 28, the beginning of the week? He will bless you in the land which he gives you.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Let's go back to Reagan and Tip O'Neill. And I mean, you know, they'd argue around and he said, now remember, after 5 o'clock, he said, what does 5 o'clock have to do with it? After 5 o'clock, we're just a couple of Irishmen. They want to talk about business. And they did. And the country was blessed.
Yes, it is.
And I've always said this and just said it. Lady Bird Johnson, and you want to abort babies? Not around her, you wouldn't. I mean, she'd have clawed your eyes out over that.
But it's a new day.
It's a new day.
Praise God.
God's taking this country back.
Yes,
amen. And his church.
And the church. Amen. Say it. The blessing?
The blessing.
It makes rich.
It makes rich.
And he adds no toiling with it.
And
I receive it.
I receive it.
I'm blessed.
Highly favored.
I walk in the favor of God.
I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm blessed coming in.
I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the field.
I'm just blessed.
From the top of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
And we're out of time. We'll be back in a minute. Come on.
When there are obstacles that seem insurmountable and nothing seems to be going right, God already made a way to empower you to succeed. In his book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich, and He Adds No Sorrow With It, Kenneth Copeland reveals God's original design was for you to thrive. He always intended for you to live enriched and whole in every area, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Jesus gave you the authority to rule and empowers you by the Holy Spirit to succeed. He set you free from the law of sin and death. You were created in God's image, called to live in His victory. Fear, lack, and confusion have no hold when you're living in the blessing. Jesus connects you to the blessing, and your faith receives it. Develop your faith and let God's love drive fear out. Step into the blessing of the Lord and accomplish God's will for your life. To get your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich, and He Adds No Sorrow With It, go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310.
No matter where you are in the progress of your life as a Christian, learn more about God as you dig deeper into the vital message of the blessing. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
If you are in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? You ought to be loosed from that infirmity, bless God. You ought to be free. You ought to be debt-free. You ought to be pain-free, glory to God. You ought to be sick-free.
Join us for the New Jersey Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Keith Butler, June 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/NJ today.
May I remind you, partners and all others, the study notes, every scripture we use and all of that are all there. Preachers, teach it. Hallelujah. And kcm.org notes. And we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Kelly Copeland, John Copeland, and the class reminding you that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.